You missed it. We've been talking about the random people that show up in your dream and what does it mean. Joining us, it's certified dream expert Sivia Govar. You can find her online at thirdhousemoon.com. Sivia, why in the world would our producer keep showing up in both of our dreams?
Yeah, it's been a strange experience, I have to say, Sivia.
It is strange, but you have to sort of break this down into two things. One is, why is your producer showing up in your dreams? Mm-hmm. And the other is, why are you both dreaming about the same person?
Right.
Well, Sivia, let me just give you a little bit of the story here. So this happened in the same weekend. And in mine, Sean was breaking into a house.
And in mine, he was another guy sitting in my high school class, and I was back in high school.
Now, it should be mentioned that I was breaking into the house with him, and he had a lot of questions, and I was frustrated by that. But I think we both survived.
So the people in our dreams represent parts of ourselves. So
that's funny.
If somebody who's artsy shows up in your dream, right? What part of myself is artsy, or so on? So, yeah.
So wait a minute. Tell me the reason why Sean was in Raven's dream is because Raven also believes he's a criminal?
Sivia, Anna and I both have, I'm sure, very different thoughts on what Sean would represent in our personality. When you think of Sean, yeah. Anna, first word that comes to mind.
Kind? I don't know. I would think he's a kind person. Is that why he was in my math class?
Yeah. I think he's a survivor. Maybe that's why he's robbing people.
Survivor?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. You do work together, so there might have been something that you each picked up on subconsciously, something that was different about Sean that week or stood out about him that week.
All right, so Sivia, this is going to take a real dark turn, because when I think that multiple people are having a dream about a person, I think it's like means something bad is going to happen to them.
So you immediately just killed Sean.
No.
Wow.
I've had
you brought her to be a part of it.
Three people over the last, I would say, month have a dream about something bad happening to my younger daughter around water. And it's been the strangest thing. And I'm panicked.
Wow.
You know, can that mean something bigger and terrible? I'm hoping you're going to tell me it's like when you get the death card, but it's a good thing. Like it means that they're going to win the lottery.
Well, I'm going to tell you two things. One is 99.9% of the time, dreams are speaking in metaphor. And yes, you can look at it like the death card, like, it means that Dakota is showing up in people's dreams as maybe moving into some new stage in life where she's maybe taking on a new risk. But there are cases, like when you were talking about both of you dreaming about the same coworker, it does make you wonder, doesn't it, about dreams showing us that we know more than we think we know, that there's more to life than meets the eye.
I got to tell you, Sivia, this would have been so much more jarring if Sean was trying to make out with both me and Anna in each of our dreams. That would have been weird, right? Yeah. That would have been weird.
You would have been in entirely different territory in that case.
I do want you to know, though, that I did put Dakota back into swim classes this past week.
I was going to say,
let's
just check that box.
Yeah.
Let's make sure that that is all set.
Sivia, what does it mean when you keep dreaming of celebrities?
You might have heard of the shadow in a dream, that it's something negative in a dream is showing you sort of a part of your personality that you've been repressing or rejecting or hiding. Celebrities in dreams are often the opposite. They're showing you a part of your personality that's ready to shine out.
Snoop Dogg has appeared in my dreams like randomly for the last 20 years. He just always shows up. We're always just chilling. We're hanging out. I consider myself an incredible rapper. I don't know if anybody else would consider
that.
There
you go.
Yeah. Remember when Danica Patrick was in my dreams for like a couple months, and she was like coming on to me all the time. She was always laughing at my jokes, always laughing at my jokes and twiddling her hair.
Because you think you're funny.
She was like, it's so funny. I was like, stop it, Danica Patrick. Stop it.
All right, Sivia, so you have a new deck of cards out that's all about dreams. Like, how do they work?
So just like this, so if you have a dream, say, of a stranger or of being in school, you can choose one of these cards, and each card gives you a little explanation of why that dream might be coming and different ways you might approach interpreting it.
I am going to order these cards right now and check the back of each of them for Danica Patrick's phone number, Anna.
I don't think they'll be there.
It's called The Little Deck of Dreams, and it's by me, Sivia Govar, and it's available here in the United States and all over the world.
Great. You can head to thirdhousemoon.com for all the information. Thank you so much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Keep dreaming.